Richard.
Paul was murdered. I'm Nancy Tosta. I'm the one who's been sending out really annoying emails about do the survey, come to the forum. I also chair the planning commission, and this is I'm calling the Boulder Town Planning Commission meeting to order at 7:02 p.m. on July 30th. This is all for the minutes. And I want to have the planning commissioners stand up and identify themselves. Tina Carlson, Elena Hughes, Nick Vincent, and Colleen Thompson are here. I don't see Daryl Fuller, so maybe he'll show up. So we do have a quorum. We intended this to be a somewhat informal, interactive discussion. But I do need to have the agenda confirmed. So if one of the planning commissioners, which basically says we're going to have an interactive general forum, so if one of the planning commissioners could confirm the agenda, move to confirm the agenda, that would be great.
I move to confirm the agenda as definitely one for the House of Community Action Forum.
Okay, Tina Carlson makes the first motion. Is there a second? Okay, all planning commission members in favor, please raise your hand. Okay, it's unanimous. We've confirmed the agenda. Now we will move on to the general forum, general plan forum. So I wanted to start this just by actually giving you all a test. I know we weren't expecting this, and you don't need a pencil or a paper for it, but let's start out by please raise your hand if you to answer each of these questions. So, do you like chocolate? Okay, so Daryl Fuller arrives at 7:04 p.m. Okay, if you like chocolate, you're in luck. There's a bunch of chocolate cookies and chocolate chip cookies over there. Do you not like chocolate? Raise your hand. Oh, wow. Unanimous chocolate eaters. Well, there are also ginger cookies over there. So, have you lived half your life in Boulder? Raise your hand. No, so we have a few folks.
Part-time, yes. Yeah. Not full-time.
Not counting your spouse or your partner, do you have three or more relatives in Boulder? Raise your hand high. Let's see. Got four folks in the room. Did you fill out a survey? Good job. Thank you. Do you think we should have a rodeo in Boulder?
Come on.
Okay, there's a few folks.
Yes,
Yes. Diversity of opinions here. Was your first time in Boulder in the last 2 years? How many of you came to Boulder for the first time in the last 2 years? All right, you've all been here longer than 2 years. And let's see. Do you expect to be living in Boulder in 5 years? Oh, yeah. The next one is hard. Do you expect to be living in Boulder in 10 years? Now I realize this. Okay, there's a lot of options. And do you want a Walmart in Boulder? Okay, well, the point of that exercise was just to get you thinking about what Boulder means to you and also the diversity of your answers. I mean, not everybody is the same, and that's going to be one of the key messages from the survey is we had 138 responses, and I'm going to go through the survey results pretty quickly here. And I want to say
all of this
button there. All of this is online. So if you link to the materials for this meeting, there are numerous files. It was a PowerPoint. It's actually a PDF now. The entire spreadsheet that was generated from the survey results is online. And then there were comments, many, many, many comments on each question. And those comments are summarized in about 10 different documents. So you can see all the responses to the survey. I'm going to try to give you a summary right now. Looks like we need a few more chairs. So next slide, Elizabeth. Actually, I was going to start by saying, so the general plan was last updated in 2021, and it was just a minor update from the plan that was rewritten between 2017 and 2019. We do believe, the Planning Commission believes, we need to do a rewrite of the general plan. We need to make it simpler, clearer, what our goals and objectives are, set some priorities for the town, and things have changed in the last 5 years. So that's what we're working on now. The survey was a way to get some community input on the general plan. Why do we do a general plan? It's not exactly required by Utah state law that it be updated, but we are required to have a plan. And state law has pages and pages of what you're supposed to have in your general plan, mostly that apply to major urban areas. For us, we can sort of pick and choose. There's a lot of, you may do this or you may cover that. It defines the vision, values, goals, and actions for managing growth. It's about land use, and it establishes the foundation for ordinances and zoning decisions in Boulder. We know that we may want to have some discussion about zoning. That will happen after we work through the general plan and see what people's priorities are and the direction we want to move moving forward. Next slide. We know specifically, based on having looked at our current general plan and also direction from the town council, that we do want to re-examine the vision. We may put it in terms of values in the community, which we've seen other communities do this, to state their values and then develop goals and actions based on those values. We have to look at commercial uses. This was a task given to us by the town council. We are highly encouraged under state law to consider ways to address moderate income housing. We would like to look at capital project investments. That's something that should be included in our general plan and isn't. And the use of public land or town land should be included in our general plan and isn't. An overall update of the statistics, population, demographics, housing, and all of that. And then we'd like to have it be more user-friendly. We'd like it to be prettier, maybe actually have some photographs in it so that we know what we value in Boulder. And then the bottom line is we are trying to manage change. I mean, you'll see even in the survey results, people saying, I don't want any change. Well, that's unlikely. So we're trying to figure out how to manage change, but with an incremental focus. Next slide. So there were 138 responses, which I think is pretty good given I believe our population is about 250, although I don't know that for sure. And that's one of the data points we need to update. And most people live in Boulder, full time. Most of the respondents to this. Next slide, please. 99 of the respondents live in the Boulder town limits because we left it open. The general plan covers 84716. It covers the entire zip code. So you can see, folks, we gave them choices. A whole lot of people got more specific. I live in the 400 block, or I live in Boulder, but I'm Burr Trail, and so on. So anyway, you can see the breakdown. A lot of 99 out of the 138 live in in the town limits. Next slide. How long have you lived in Boulder? So this was a mistake in our survey, that 16 years was the longest you could say. So we did have, but it was also 67 of the 138 respondents, or only 137 answered this question, have lived here for more than 16 years. We should have said, and we debated, and I'm born here more than 30 years, whatever, but you get a feel for it in terms of the distribution of how long people have lived here. Next slide. And then we asked folks how old they were. Nobody under 18 filled out the survey. Only six between 18 and 29. So if you look just at 50 years old, 85 of the responses were over 50. 50 of those were over 65. So we're going to see all the younger folks are working hard, right? And they didn't have time to fill out the survey. They rent or own. Most people own. So again, you can look at these statistics. I'm just going to go through this fairly quickly. And then what do you do for work? Retired, 41 out of, so it's a high percentage of the respondents. A lot of people listed a whole bunch of things that they do, but you can get a feel. Only 13 said agriculture, farming, and ranching is what they do for work, which I actually thought that was an interesting statistic. Next slide. Okay, this is where it gets a little more complicated, and I have a summary of this. So we asked people what they value in Boulder and asked you all to rank it, you know, four if it meant a lot to you, if you valued it highly, and zero being least important. And you can see number, and so you can see them here. It's probably not easy to read, but if Elizabeth, you go to the next slide. This sort of summarized the values. So across the top were the top five values that everyone said. And then I broke it down by how many years have you lived here and how old are you to see if there was any difference between young people and old people, or folks that had just moved here, or folks who had lived here a long time. And you can see the 1, 2, 3, this is, so the overall response is clean air and water was number one, natural beauty number two, open space number three. And then similarly throughout all the age classes pretty much agree that, you know, these are the values. This is what we value in Boulder. And to me, this says, you know, so these are the things that we work on. These are the things that we prioritize as we think about putting our general plan together. But before you go on, so I told you that there are pages and pages of comments that people made. And I thought I'd just read off a few of the other things that people said they value. So this is kind of just a random, I went through and just highlighted a few of them just to give you a sense of the diversity. So the first one was freedom from frivolous ordinances, stillness, Boulder's under the radar, multi-generational families living in town, no sidewalks, low density population. These are things that people value. History of the area, a community of misfits, a bar owning culture, low rules enforcement, multi-generational aspects of the community, mix of young people and retirees, access to public lands, community volunteerism. No chains, duplexes, or box subdivisions, open ditches, ranching, focus on cottage industry, explicit focus on wellness at the individual and community level, living close to wilderness, tolerant community that wants to protect the natural beauty, town interest in skills, including both primitive and homesteading, core morals, a strong sense of civic pride and concern about the community, traditional agriculture, diversity of the population. And that's just, I think there were 50 or 60 other things that people value. And that's just a few of them. So again, I encourage you to read these. They are files online. They're really fascinating to see what the diversity of thoughts that people have. I have summaries of the threats and all the other things I'm going to go through, but I'm not going to read all of these to you. Next slide. So this was the threats. And we listed a whole bunch of them. So it's hard to interpret here. What I did to come up with a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 was add up all these scores, how many fours, how many threes, how many twos, and so on, and then summarized it. So the next slide is a summary of it. So the highest ranked perceived threats are water availability, commercial development, fewer young families, second home ownership, wildfire, and land subdivision. Those were the ranked the highest by most of the respondents. And again, there's pages of additional threats that people see that you can take a look at online. Yeah, so what blew me away was just the diversity of the opinions, I mean, which makes it really hard as we try to figure out as a community that how to move forward. So next slide, Elizabeth, thanks. So what would you like to see done to address the threats? This was a question, and not all of these may be feasible. This is a little dorky the way it looks because of the Google survey, the way it came out. But the number one was a dark sky ordinance. Folks feel strongly that dark skies are important. We do not have a formal ordinance. There's an elaborate process that you have to go through to be designated a dark sky community. But obviously the community, 94 people responded and ranked that number one, ranked that as a high priority. If you go to the next slide, I think, so how to address the threats. So this is, these are approaches that more than 50% of the respondents identified. So zoning to protect ag and open space, limits on commercial development, higher taxes on second homes, incentives to preserve an ag economy, and incentives for affordable, attainable housing. Next slide. So this was, in the interest of thinking about how we use public land, town-owned land north of town, we asked some questions about, would you like to see? And so the question, and these were the options we laid out there. Fitness, sports, moderate income housing, parking, arts, maker space, cowboy museum, storage, expansion of town hall, and nothing nowadays. And so you can see the responses here. Nothing hit 50%. The comments were, if you're going to do something, make it all of these. Make it some sports and fitness, some arts, some workshop, commercial kitchen. It was, let's have some more community space where you can do a lot of different things. So, and obviously this is takes money to do this, and the town is not going to pay to do this. So this is something there would have to be grants sought, but it's exploration. If you don't, I think somebody said it last night at the candidate forum, if you don't think about it, if you don't dream about it, it'll never happen. So this is sort of the beginning of thinking about, you know, what could be done with the space out there. Next slide. This one. Okay, we have a limited amount of funding to invest in capital projects. What would you invest in? And by far, if you go to the next slide, I've summarized this. EMT and fire protection improvements. That was the very big high bar on that previous slide. This one, EMT. So, consultant study on water infrastructure. Given water availability was identified as one of the big threats. But the question of, you know, how, and the town doesn't manage the water. Neither the culinary water nor the irrigation water. And we do know there has to be some coordination, particularly as we talk about growth. And so it's something the Planning Commission has talked about. The water companies have talked about it, having to work more closely together. So that's something we'll be working on down the road. Road repairs, ADA updates to Town Hall, Town Park, and investments for an agriculture economy, which might be something, if you value agriculture, what could you do to help support? Could you put in cold storage? Could you have shared greenhouse space? Could you, you know, those are some examples. Could you have meat processing facilities? Those are some examples of ways that you could support an agriculture economy. Excellent. Okay, so this is the last slide I have here. Next steps, we're seeking some more input tonight. We are looking for some of you to potentially volunteer to help us do more work on the general plan. There's a volunteers to discuss various topics over there. You can sign your name up there. These places where it says comments, we're going to ask you to go around and read these and comment. There are places where it says yes, no. All you have to do is grab a good pen, check yes or no. If you want to make comments, please use the sticky, the post-it notes, right? Sit in the chair and write, so you don't have to stand up here and try to write solid place. But yeah, Tina's got lots of them there. There's lots of pens over there, lots of sticky notes. So we are going to continue Planning Commission discussions about this. The general plan is a, you know, high priority for us. I don't know what lose that.
You want that so?
Yeah, there were two more steps, I think. There. Yeah, and I guess then hopefully we will be able to draft a document. Obviously, the town council approves that the Planning Commission was just an advisory body to the town council. So there will be a lot more opportunities for input. We have started to collect examples of community plans, general plans from other towns, some of which, you know, have, I think, good ideas, good formats, good ways that we could improve ours. Those we'll talk about at an upcoming Planning Commission meeting, so stay tuned. So we are going to ask that you get up, you move around to these stations. We're going to have a Planning Commissioner stationed in each station to answer any questions or give you any guidance. And I can read these off to you, but I think it's just as easy for you to wander around and see what's written up here. There are some cases where it's yes or no. You can just leave it at yes or no that you agree with this. Then you can write comments. So that's what the rest of the discussion is for Chair.
Just a question. Your community voices that you did for the rest of the trip were so good. Did you have any collection of stuff from that you might share, not necessarily the advisor,
yeah,
but share with us as well?
We will share that. I have a lot of notes, and we haven't summarized it, but there was a lot of really good and some commonality when it comes to sort of the values. So yeah, that's another it's another data input. It's a process. So any questions? And then there's a blank sheet of paper that back there that says other random thoughts. So yeah, you know, whatever you're thinking about doesn't fit on one of these flip charts, feel free to add it back there. Any other questions? So our hope is that, you know, you spend the next half hour, 45 minutes or so, talking to planning commissioners and putting comments and adding your input and eating cookies.
Yes, definitely.
So there are a lot of cookies over there.
Question. It's some of the questions parallel what was already asked in the survey, but some are slightly modified. And
yeah, we're just looking. I mean, we looked at the results of the survey and thought maybe we need to dig a little bit deeper into some of this. I don't think any are exactly
they're just modifications.
Some of them are modifications just to clarify, you know, what you all want. I mean, this is a community process. And so, you know, this is the challenge. And you all have different opinions. You all have different ideas about what the town should be. You know, growth, no growth, no change, lots of change. And it's not necessarily a democratic process. So we'll try to balance, you know, what the interests are and see what makes sense in terms of the values. I mean, I was blown away by the consistency in the values, because, I mean, it is why we live here, right? It's remote, it's isolated. Usually it's clean air. It hasn't been for the last week. That says something about, you know, you can only put so many more houses here and still have dark skies, or so many more people and still, you know, have the quiet and the solitude that is valued by most of the folks that live here. So anyway, any other questions? Okay, go to it. You can move your chairs around if you want to sit in front of these questions.
Thank you, Jenny.
I'm looking for a motion to adjourn the planning commission meeting.
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting. This is Elena.
And the second.
Nick's right here.
Nick's right here, but he's the alternate. Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous. The meeting is adjourned at 8:20 p.m.
Yeah.